Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. Today is the day I am back. The Mum Boss Podcast is back for a whole new year and it feels so good to be here. I am so excited to be back on the mic chatting with you once again. So I have been away from my business since the 22nd of December. So I have had the entire school holiday period away from my business, away from the podcast, so that I can be really present with my family and enjoy the summer holidays, which if you are familiar with Tasmania or you live here, you'll know that our summer period is very short and sweet. And so I like to really soak it up as much as I possibly can and enjoy every little bit of it that I can, because before long, those colder months are going to be here and I'm going to miss summer. So I always really enjoy this period of time, not only for the school holidays, but also just the weather and soaking in that sunshine and getting outside and doing all the fun summertime things that we do. So we've obviously, from the last time I spoke to you to now, there's been so much that's gone on. We've had Christmas. Christmas has been and gone. We've had New Year's. For us, we've also been on a family holiday. My husband had almost all of January off work. So the four of us, my husband, our two children, and myself, have had a lot of quality family time over this time as well. We went on a little family getaway where we hired this luxury lake house for 5 days, which was so beautiful. We've had so many beach times. We've had outdoor sprinkler under the trampoline, water pistol fights. We've had play dates. We've had a lot of chill time at home, and it has been everything that I hoped it to be and so much more. I have absolutely loved this time, but I'm also really excited to be here as well and for school to be back and for me to be back in my business and back into the rhythm of normal life again, back into routine and all those things. But what's been interesting is I've actually learned something, and in my experience of being away from my business this time round as well. And, you know, that is that I can take even more time off from my business, more time away from my desk, and it not be detrimental to my business or my income. And I share that because in this period of time that I've been away from my business, away from the podcast, stepping away, I have actually called in 6 new clients in that period of time. I've also received 3 invites to be a guest on other people's podcasts. I have also been asked to co-host an event with someone who is such a mentor of mine, someone I really look up to. And so it's interesting because I'm already such an advocate for being able to have a business that can run successfully without you needing to give your energy and your attention every little step of the way. You know, not having to feel like you need to give your everything, all of your time to your business and basically be a slave to your business. And so this just really reinforces the work that I am so passionate about in supporting other mums to be able to build and grow a lifestyle business, you know, that allows that time freedom and flexibility whilst earning an income that provides for your family and, you know, doing the work that you love and that you adore. And so, you know, this just really does reinforce the fact that it is possible to build a successful business, still have time for your family, still have time for yourself, and have a life outside of your business as well. And so that was just something that it's just been a really interesting thing, because every time I take the school holidays off from my business, you know, it's always an experience and I always learn something new. And this one in particular just made me realize that I already take time away from my business. I already have automations running. I have things scheduled in my business so that I can have my business run without it requiring me to do things to make it run. I mean, when I say that, obviously, yes, I'm still running my business. I'm still working in and on my business. But what I mean is there is so much of my business that does run on its own. And it does that through systems, through automations, through programs that I use. But what this time away from my business has shown me is I can actually take even more time away from my desk. I don't need to sit here in moments where I probably once was sitting at my desk working away. And so it's just really reinforced that to me that, you know, perhaps I can take even more time off my business and, you know, still be calling in the incredible clients that I call in and get to work with. So food for thought there, something for you to potentially think about as well, you know, how can you set up your business so that it allows you some time, flexibility and freedom. And I know for me, scheduling automations are two big, big ways in which I'm able to do that. Now, in this episode, I also wanted to touch on my plans for this year, which is interesting because this is something I know that others did back in January, you know, but today feels like the 1st of January vibes for me. Today's my first day back in the office this year. I haven't sat at my desk. I haven't been on this mic since December. So for me, today feels like the 1st of January, even though I know it's not. So if you follow me on socials, over on Instagram, which is literally one of my favorite places to hang out, or if you're on my email list, you may have seen that the Mum Boss Mastermind has been recreated. It is now the new and improved version, and oh my gosh, I am so excited about it. It is basically like high-level support from me as your coach, but it's for a monthly subscription pricing cost. So it is just incredible. And I have intentionally created it to be a small and intimate mastermind where I am capping the numbers at 10. And the reason for this is I want it to be a place where you feel really seen and heard and you actually receive that high level of support that you're wanting. Because I know that like me, you have probably signed up to a program, a group coaching, a mastermind perhaps, and gotten into that space only to find that you are amongst a sea of 50 plus people. And you don't feel seen, you don't feel heard, and you certainly don't get that high level of support that you perhaps were hoping for or were even marketed that you were going to receive. And so my mastermind, I have strategically set up this way to be different to that. I do not want that to be your experience, and I know it will not be your experience. And so this mastermind is very small and intimate, so that you do get that high level support. And it's also a space for community, you know, something mums absolutely crave. And being that it's also a mastermind for mums in business, you already have so much in common with the other incredible women inside as well. And so the Mum Boss Mastermind is, you know, such a super low and affordable investment because it's just $147 a month. And for that, you receive fortnightly group coaching sessions where you can gain insights. You can, you know, work on your strategies and get guidance from me as your coach, as someone who has been a mum in business for 11 years now. So I know what it's like to be a mum in business. I know the unique challenges that you face, and I also know how I've personally overcome them and can support you in overcoming your challenges as well. There's also a private community where you get support, that connection that you're wanting, and of course, coaching. And so that is your community of mums in business who share your aspirations, they share your dreams, and they just get you. You know, I know what it's like when you meet another mum. It's like you just have this thing where you just get each other. You've walked similar paths. And I think adding that business element to it just really creates such a really nice bond with others as well. So that is a place where you can get that support, that feedback, that encouragement that you need in between those coaching calls as well. There is also going to be weekly accountability where I will help you stay on track with your goals with weekly check-ins and accountability to keep you motivated and keep you tracking towards those goals that you've set for yourself. And then we're also having weekly intention setting as well, where you're going to be able to start your week with purpose by setting intentions that really align with you and your business and your family priorities. And so I cannot wait for this. We actually start today. Yes, that's right. We start today. So if you're listening before 1 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time, then you can actually join us for the welcome call today. Otherwise, if this is something that you're wanting to join, you may still be able to join us. So I will have the link in the show notes for you so you can join and opt in at any time. However, because I am capping it to 10, as soon as we reach that 10, I will have to pull down the sales page until a spot becomes free again. So check that for availability to see if that's available. Otherwise, you can go on the waiting list for when there is a spot available. Now, this year has also, I already have some incredible opportunities that have come my way. And again, I have been away from my business. I have had a out of office on my email. I have not been here. And also, just on that note, I don't have a VA either. I am a one-woman show here. So I don't have someone else who is filling in and doing things for me while I'm away. But these opportunities have still come my way anyway. So I have been asked to be a speaker for the upcoming Tasmanian Women in Business Conference. And this has been something that I am just so super excited about, because if you live in Tassie, you will know that we don't often get a lot of conferences or business type events here, and especially not to this scale. So I am excited to simply be a part of it and experience it as a participant. But I'm also super thrilled to be jumping on that stage to speak as well. And it's interesting because speaking isn't something that I've actually done for quite some time now. You know, being an online business owner, predominantly everything I do is online, and in person is so different. So it'll be a really nice change for me, and it is something I'm really excited about. So if you are in Tassie or you're keen to jump on a plane and come down this way, I will pop the link in the show notes so you can check out this incredible conference that we have coming up. It will be in May and it will run for 2 days. So definitely something that you will want to check out, especially if you live in Tassie. But like I said, if you're keen to jump on a plane and come and visit down here, I would definitely recommend it. And if you do, please hit me up. Please let me know that you're coming down this way. I would love to connect. Now, this year will also be my year that I will launch my first ever online course. And I'm sharing it here with you, so you're actually the very first to know this. Now, I've created courses before, but they've always been a part of a group coaching program. They've never been a standalone offer. And so I am super excited to get this off the ground, get this out into the world, because it's actually been something I've been asked to do many times now. And so this is the year that I will make that happen. So watch this space. Now, this year is also the year that I have deemed and called it my best self era. And what this means is I guess a few things really. The first one being my priority is definitely around my health this year. You know, we unfortunately have two family members navigating cancer at the moment. And for anyone who has a loved one dealing with that awful disease, you will know that it makes you stop and reevaluate things. And I've shared that in the past, I've experienced my own journey with cancer back in my early 20s. And more recently, I've been diagnosed with FH, which is basically the genetic disorder for high cholesterol, meaning that despite how healthy I eat, exercise, I will still likely have higher levels of cholesterol. So that certainly made me want to take my health a little bit more seriously. And, you know, for my dad, he, despite being fairly active, healthy, he suffered a heart attack about 9 years ago now. And at that time, his artery was 99% blocked. So he was extremely lucky to walk away from his heart attack. And I think, you know, all these little seeds that get planted along the way, they just make us go, oh, this might be something I need to evaluate here. And so I want to do all I can to keep myself as healthy as I can for not just myself, but also my family as well. And I think, you know, in terms of health, what this looks like is implementing habits that really support me, you know, habits such as drinking more water. You know, for me, I'm going to be honest here, drinking water doesn't come that easily to me. So what I've done is I've habit stacked drinking water to make it more easier on myself. And so what that looks like is every time I get something to eat, I also pour myself a glass of water. It's really simple, but actually super effective. It's had me drinking so much more water than I would have otherwise. I've also been making it a priority to reach 10,000 steps a day. So much easier when the kids are back at school, because I had a habit of dropping the kids off to school and then going for a 30 to 45 minute walk each morning. So a little bit different during school holidays. That's not always as easy to be able to do, especially when my husband, he works shift work. So obviously when he was off for January, it was a bit different, but you know, he works shift work. So he's not always home ever after school, after tea time for me to go for a walk. And he's also usually already at work by the time we're getting up in the morning. So that can be tricky to navigate. So it's a lot easier on me when kids are back at school to go for my walk that I enjoy. But having said that, there are still other ways in which we can move our body. You know, I live in a two-story home, so I can go up and down my steps a few times to get my step count in. And interestingly, because I wear I'm a Samsung girl, so that's probably controversial, but because I wear my Samsung watch, I will look at how many steps I've done. And if I haven't reached my 10,000 steps, I'll go up and down my staircase a few times until I get to that number. So that's been a really nice little daily goal to have as well. And then being more intentional with my eating. I actually have a really great episode here on the Mum Boss podcast where I spoke with Gemma of Inspire Wellness, and she is a body image and food freedom coach. And she actually speaks on intuitive eating. So definitely go and check that out. I think it is episode 55 or around that. I highly recommend Gemma, because I think for me, I'm definitely someone who can get caught up with getting in a pattern around food that's not always nourishing. And so it's just been an area that I've wanted to explore a little bit more. And Gemma is definitely the person to chat to go and check her out on socials, for all things body confidence, body image, intuitive eating, all of those juiciness. So that is definitely something that I'm being really intentional with around. Now, the other thing is sleep. You know, sleep is so important, and ensuring that I get no less than 8 hours sleep. And I found that 8 hours sleep is where it's at for me. And I've actually had an opportunity to play around with this a little bit during the school holidays. You know, having the luxury of not having to be up and ready by a certain time each morning has allowed me to see how I go sleeping at different times and working out what I personally need for me. Because the thing is, everyone is so different. You know, for some people, 7 hours sleep is just the right number for them. For others, it's 9. It could be a range of things. But I have definitely found for me, less than 8 hours sleep, and I'm a little bit irritable, and I don't have as much energy or as much mental clarity. So definitely found that 8 is my sweet spot. And so ensuring that I'm getting 8 hours sleep each night. And I know as I share this, that's not always possible. If you are a mum with young children at the moment, sleep is something that unfortunately isn't always easy to achieve when realistically you are on your baby's time watch, you are on your toddler's time watch. It's not always something that we're able to get. And so please know that I'm just sharing that for me and where I'm at in the season and stage of life as a mum with school age children, it looks very different. I could have only dreamed of having 8 hours sleep when my kids were little. So I just wanted to preface that a little bit because I don't want you to be like, oh, I can't get 8 hours sleep. I would love 8 hours sleep. So I just thought I better mention that right there. And then my best self error also refers to just being the best possible version of myself, you know, being able to operate from my high self frequency, you know, for myself, for my family, my friends, my business, my clients. And for me, this is just a continuation of the personal development work that I'm always doing, you know, as a coach and someone who is always striving to be at her best possible self. I'm always looking at ways I can improve, ways that I can work on my shadows and up-level myself. And so that is all that I have planned for my year so far. I've got a lot of different projects in the pipeworks behind the scenes, but they are the things that I can share with you up until this point. But I would love to know from you what you're working on and what you're focusing on this year and how your year's going. You know, is it going to plan? Have there potentially been some speed humps along the way that you've had to navigate? I would love for you to share with me. So definitely jump on over to Insta, jump in my DMs and share with me. I absolutely love connecting with you. And, you know, connection is one of my highest values, both personally and in my business. So I would absolutely love to hear from you. So please go ahead and do that. And, you know, for me, this year is just already filled with so many exciting plans, new habits, new focuses, and I'm really just excited to see what this year has in store for me, has in store for my business, and just my life in general. And I am even more excited to be here, to be back on the mic, chatting with you again. I have some incredible guest episodes coming up for you, so stay tuned for those. And now we are back to normal programming here on the Mum Boss podcast. So you can expect weekly episodes again with a mix of both solo episodes from yours truly and, of course, guest experts who will be coming in to share their experience, share their knowledge with you as well, which super excited for that as well. So super glad to be here chatting with you, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to ReneeO'Neill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at renee.o'neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.